Now it is time to get wild and wily as we have a show that tells various encounters with the police, with the cops, with police officers. Yes, these different situations will be very intriguing. Some of them funny. Some of them might be even a little dangerous. So, let me see. I'm going to be fair and balanced. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Maybe. So, I can think of one time. I'm going to tell you some stories of, you know, because police get a bad rap, and police officers are not bad guys. They're just guys doing their job, just like the state trooper that came to our aid when we were heading back from Jackson, Mississippi. I was, you know, my mom and my two sisters and I, we were living in New Orleans at the time, and we were heading back from Jackson, Mississippi, and we had a flat tire on the interstate. So my mom pulls over. I must have been somewhere maybe in junior high school or something at the time. And so I was always, you know, I like to work out and stuff like that. And I worked with my dad, and my, you know, on a brick job, and my dad had me doing work just like any other grown man on the job. And so I was pretty built for a kid at that age, 14, 15 years old or something. So anyway, we have this flat tire, and this state trooper, he comes and he pulls over to, you know, to check on us. And so he saw that we had a flat tire. So when he saw me, he said, "Oh, well, he looks like he just is as big and strong as I am. So he probably could fix the tire." So, you know, I don't remember exactly what happened, but I think he stayed out there and kind of showed me how to do it, you know, take off the lug nuts and whatever, and take off the hubcap and jack the car up. He might help me do that. But anyway, so, you know, and this was a white guy, and he came, and he was very nice, and he was very helpful. He was, you know, doing his public service work, and he protected and served and helped us get back on the road. So, hey, there you go. Very positive story about law enforcement. So, the next time that I kind of remember running into the police, I didn't really run into them. I mean, they were kind of called on me this time before I tell you that one, I'll tell you another one. I had a friend that we used to rap all the time and stuff like that. We rap, so we would hang out, we would go to the mall and everything, and we would walk. You know, we walked a lot back then. That's back when I had my, you know, perfect figure and looked like a bodybuilding model or whatever. Now I look, well, we won't worry about how I look now. So we were walking back from the mall, and we always walked down this street that led to my house, because we were probably going back to work on some more rap trap tracks and all that kind of stuff. So we were walking down the street, and we were throwing rocks. You know, so we were throwing rocks. And so obviously somebody called the police on us, because we got down the street a little bit, down toward where the library was. And what happens? Boom! A cop car pulls up with two cops in it, two white cops. And so they get out and they say, "Hey, were you guys throwing rocks?" Now, my friend, who he grew up more on the side of, you know, the police or the enemy, you know, white folks, this and that and all that kind of stuff. So he's getting scared and everything. So he's like, "No, we weren't throwing rocks." And I could kind of see the, you know, how how the police kind of get when you lie to them. So I hurry up and diffused the situation. I said, "No, sir, no. We were throwing rocks, but we weren't trying to hit anybody's. We weren't trying to hit any." He said, "Well, what if you were trying to hit something or not? You know, don't come through here throwing rocks, because if you do hit something by accident, I don't think you're going to be able to pay for it." I'm like, "Man, please, I got money, man. What you talking about?" But anyway, so he said, so they were like, "You know, where y'all going?" I said, "We're going to my house. I live right over here. I live like a couple of blocks away." And they said, "Okay, well, y'all go and stay out of trouble." And that was it. You know, so they did their job. They came and protected the neighborhood from the big bad black kids that were coming through throwing rocks, trying to, you know, we weren't trying to do anything. So anyway, I said I would say that story first, because next I was really doing bad. This time I was shoplifting. I'm not proud of it, but I don't even know why I was doing it. But, you know, I was going to this place shoplifting, and I had done it a few times. And what do you know? On this one particular day, they must have already been waiting on me, or they saw me, or I just got too careless or too bold, and I'm just up in there walking around putting stuff in my pocket like it's mine. And I walk out the door, and these people grab me like a security check. I'm like, "What are you talking about? Security check? What does that mean?" So they bring me in the back, and they find the stuff, and they call the police. Can you believe these people called the police on me, man? I'm like, "What? For real? Over a Run DMC tape and some batteries?" So they called the police, and, you know, they were trying to scare me while the police was on the way. They were saying I was going to go to jail, and I was going to get in jail and get scared and hang myself and all this kind of stuff. And the guy was, like, he was pretending like he was hanging himself on the door. Like, and I'm looking at him like, "Man, please, y'all done caught me shoplifting. I'd rather go to jail than go home and face my mom right now. So take me to jail." You know, I'm like, "I'll be safer there." And so the police officer gets there, you know, he's got his serious cop face on, you know, like, "You got any money to pay for this, son?" I'm like, "No, if I did, I don't think I would be stealing it." I mean, you know, I didn't really say that. But anyway, so they asked me, could I call my dad? I'm like, "My dad, please. I don't even know where. I don't even know his number. I don't even like him. What are you talking about? I don't know. You know, nah, man. Come on, let's go on to jail, man. I was shoplifting." Then he said, "Well, can you call your mom?" I said, "The phone's off." I think it really was off too. I think it really was off at this point. So I don't know what, man, but they didn't arrest me. They just said they didn't even want to deal with it. It was too much paperwork. I guess because, you know, I was being very respectful. The cop said, "You know, do you have any money to pay for this?" I'm like, "No, sir." I was very respectful and very remorseful about what I did. I was very embarrassed. And so he handcuffed me. Now I'm even more embarrassed. He's walking me out the store and he's taking me home. I'm like, "Oh, my God. I have to go and face my mother. Oh, my God. What is she?" I mean, you're talking about what? You're talking about scared. I was like, "Oh, my God, man." So we weren't that far from where I live. The cop pulls. I told him where we live. He pulls over there. And so we get out the car. I said, "Sir, please, can you unhandcuff me? I don't want my mom to see me like this." So he unhandcuffed me, and I took off running. No, I didn't. I didn't really. So we went, and the police officer knocked on the door. I was like, "Oh, my God, Mom, please don't be home." And the door opens. I said, "Oh, my God, she's home." And she looks in there. There's a cop standing there. And now you're talking about a cop face. Now my mom's face is worse. Oh, my God. And she's looking at me, and the cop says, "Ma'am, we caught your son over there, over, you know, shoplifting." Oh, my God. Now my heart is just sinking. I am so mad. And my mom goes off like one of these black women on one of these TV shows, on one of these movies. "Boy, you're going to hell with that. I'm like, oh, my God. And so I guess the police officer was like, "I made the right choice, because this is going to be, is, you know, this is going to be probably something that will deter him from, you know, the way his mother is reacting." And it did deter me, as long as I was on, as long as I was grounded. And I got off of being grounded, and I went right back like an idiot. I went right back. I didn't go to the same store. I went somewhere else. I was walking out the door, and the manager came out that office and said, and was and said, "Hey, hey." And I thought for a second, and I took off. Now, I did run this time. I took off running. I was going. I ran all. I ran through this busy street. I'm talking about there were cars. There was like, it was a main street. It was cars coming, and I ran. I don't know how I made it through those, through that street, but I ran through the traffic. I ran the other way, and I ran down the street. I threw all the stuff away, and after that, I quit. Then I was done. I said, "I'm done with this stuff. I'm done shoplifting." So that was, you know, another case where the police did their job, you know, and, you know, it was a white cop, and it was white guys, but they, you know, they tried to scare me straight, but they weren't really mean or anything or whatever, you know. I mean, so, you know, the police get a bad rap, but really a lot of times they, you know, they're pretty good guys, except for the black ones. Oh my God, I am rushing because I forgot. I had to pick my mom up from work. I got to pick my mom up from work. She's working at the library, and I'm late. There's no way I'm going to make it. I'm with Corey. I'm with my friend, a rapper, and so I'm speeding. And what happens? I get pulled over, and it's this big black cop. And he's like, "Do you know how fast you were going? Why are you speeding?" I said, "Sir, I'm trying to go, and I forgot I got to pick my mom up from work." I don't think he believed me or what. This man wrote me a ticket. I mean, I said, "Oh, I, you know, I was in the wrong, you know." So I just tried to make the best out of a bad situation. So when I got to the library, and my mom said, "Where, you know, I've been waiting." I said, "I got pulled over by a cop, and this cop just, so yeah, that was that situation." I'm just kidding. Black cops weren't that. I had a situation where I did something real bad. This is years later after this, and this cop pulled me over. I ran. I tried to get away like an idiot, and this cop was waiting at the entrance and pulled me over, and he said, "Are you crazy? You hear me tell you to come here, blah blah blah." And I was like, "Oh, but I'll tell you that story in another episode, because I'm not going to tell you all these stories at once, because you probably don't want to hear all of anyway." So I had another situation. I was working at a video store. And there was this cop that came in one time, and I knew he was a cop because he was in his uniform, and he was a white cop. And he came in, and we just became friends. I mean, we became real good friends. I mean, you know, even to the point that he would come in, he started coming in kind of regularly. And you know, we would be always talking about everything, just anything. And then, you know, we got to the point where we would even, you know, challenge each other. And, you know, I always thought I was a big guy that was, you know, that was strong. And, you know, after I saw Rocky Five and seen, was it Rocky Five? Was it Rocky? One of them, Rocky Five, I think, I'm sure. Where the Russian guy just beat Apollo Creed to death. And they were showing him hitting those machines and showing all the pounds of pressure he was hitting. You know, I would hit cans in my room. I would tape them to the door and hit like a big coffee can and try to crush it. So I thought I was pretty badass. So anyway, so this cop that I was buddies with, you know, so we're in there one day and, you know, I'm in the store by myself. So, you know, he's in there and we're talking stuff to us, talking smack. I'm like, man, please, I could take you down in a second, man, please. Blah, 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 and all this. And he's like, you think so? I'm like, yeah, I know so. What you talking about? He said, well, come on, let's see. I said, you got to take the gun off first. You got to put the gun on the, so he took the gun, he took his gun off on the shelf. He took his gun off and put it up on the shelf, on one of the movie shelves. So I'm like, should I really try that, you know? So I'm like, I mean, I don't know who made the, I tried to run into him and grab him and arrest him. This man threw me down on the ground instantly, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn. I'm like, I said, my God. I mean, he had me down. I said, get off of me, man. Golly, what you going? I mean, you got me down. Shoot. So anyway, me and this cop was friends. We were friends that I had his number. He had my number. He'd call the house. My mom would be like, what's a cop doing calling the house? I said, oh, that's my friend. Whatever. You know, and so anyway. So, yeah, I think I'm going to stop it here. It's at like 17 minutes into the episode. So I'm going to make this part one and y'all be tuned. Because next we're going to get into the encounters where after I start puffing on that weed. You know what I'm saying? And then they start getting more real. But I might have had one or two, maybe three that were sort of, anyway, so, yeah. Tune in the next time. We're going to have close encounters with the cop kind. Wily encounters with police officers. Wily encounters with police officers. Yeah, they're going to get more wily and wild. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for listening. Leave some comments. Subscribe. You know, if you want to support, so I can support. And I, you know, y'all throw somebody out there that got some real cheese, throw some money. I buy a studio. I mean, I be getting people on the show. I tell y'all some stuff, man, that y'all ain't never heard. You know what I'm saying? I got some real stories to tell. You know what I'm saying? So this is your host, Wiley Walker, on the Wild and Wiley Show. You feel me? That's real. I mean, that's for real, real. You know what I'm saying? All right. Y'all be good. God bless. God bless America. Pray for the country. I'm listening. I got the TV on. I can hear him in there right now talking about, you know, all this stuff going on in Washington. But, you know, that's way out there. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no control over that. So we just hope that the truth, that whatever's supposed to be the best outcome for the country, that it takes place. You know what I'm saying? So peace.